Good morning, everyone. My name is Kevin, and I'll be your conference operator. I'd like to welcome everyone to DocuForma's first quarter 2019 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. There will be a question and answer session after the speaker's opening remarks, and instructions will be given at that time. DocuForma issued its earnings release yesterday after the market closed. If you do not receive the report, please contact the investor relations team, and they will email it to you. Please note that this call is for investors and analysts only, and questions from the media will not be taken, nor should the call be reported on. Any forward-looking statements made during this conference call are based on information that is currently available. Please refer to this disclaimer in the earnings release for guidance on this matter. Today from DocuForma, we are joined by Mr. Alejandro Monzo-Rosa, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Ramon Barrera, Investor Relations Deputy Director, both of whom will be discussing the company's results. Also from DocuForma on the call will be Mr. Adam Victor, founder and board member, and Mr. Hector Esquivel, Chief Financial Officer, and Eduardo Limon, Investor Relations Officer. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Alejandro Monzo. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us today in discussing DocuForma's performance and results for the first quarter of this year. I would like to start by providing you with some info about my background and previous experience. I joined DocuForma in January of this year following the acquisition of Grupo Mexarent, where I was a shareholder and CEO. Prior to Mexarent, I worked in equipment leasing and financing in a number of companies, which include RG Capital, GMAC, CSI Leasing, El Camino Resources, and I was also CFO of Grupo Energy, which is currently a wholly owned subsidiary of DocuForma. Overall, I spent over 20 years in the leasing, banking, and financial sectors. I'm very, very pleased to be here in this great company, and along with this experienced team, I'm positive we will continue to grow successfully. I would like to thank the board of directors for the opportunity to come on board. Now let's move on to the results posted for the first quarter of this year. Despite the uncertain political environment, our portfolio managed to increase at a strong pace, posting a 37% growth versus the first quarter of last year. This was mainly driven by our leasing portfolio and recent acquisitions. Our revenues grew 6% while we maintained control of both our costs and expenses. I would also like to highlight that our non-performing loans improved from 5.8% in the same period of last year to 5.4% this quarter. And our leverage ratio was 3.9 times compared to 5.3 times in Q1 of last year. These results confirm our strategy of keeping a sound balance sheet while delivering a value to our shareholders. I am very, very glad to mention that the DocuForma credit rating was upgraded from B+ to BB- by both S&P and Fitch. This upgrade was due to the company's continued strong financial performance, solid corporate governance, the capital injections from our new shareholders, as well as a more flexible shareholders agreement. As I mentioned before, in January of this year, DocuForma acquired 100% of Grupo Mexarent. This helped us to strengthen our position as a key leasing player in Mexico. I'd like to mention that total Grupo Mexarent portfolio amounted to 500 million pesos. I would also like to mention that in January of this year, DocuForma received consent from a majority of its bondholders for a new covenant package. That will allow for a better mix of our unsecured and secured debt while limiting the amount of our total leverage. This in line with our conservative financial approach. We continue to see opportunities in the marketplace and a strong demand for our products. And we remain cautiously optimistic, notwithstanding the uncertain political and macroeconomic environment. For the rest of this year and the near future, we will continue to focus on growing our portfolio while maintaining a conservative financial strategy and seeking to improve the profitability of the company. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Ramon, who will be taking you in more detail to our first quarter results.
Thank you very much, Alejandro, and good day to everyone. I will begin reviewing DocuForma's income statement. As noted by Alejandro, we started this year with strong results, despite a challenging political outlook and macroeconomic environment. Total revenues increased 6% during the first quarter, reaching 374 million pesos, 20 million pesos more than the figure reported in first quarter 18. The cost of revenues increased 15 million pesos or 6% compared to last year's first quarter, mainly due to higher interest expenses. As a result, gross profit increased 5 million pesos or 5% from 109 million pesos in the first quarter of 2018 to 140 million pesos in the first quarter of 2019, while gross margin remained stable at 30% of sales. In terms of OPEX, we experienced an increase of 38% in the first quarter of 2019 versus the first quarter of 2018, or from 53 million pesos to 73 million pesos. This growth is primarily explained by an increase in the allowance of loan losses and an increase in administrative expenses derived from the Nexarrenda acquisition. For our bottom line, net income was 30 million pesos compared to the 160 million pesos in the profit for the same period of last year. Net income was negatively affected by 21 million pesos of FX loss, which compares to a 102 million pesos gain in the first quarter of 2018. Regarding our balance sheet, we are pleased to announce that we continue to see improvements in our capital structure, coupled with a reduction in non-performing loans. Meanwhile, our portfolio keeps growing at a steady pace. As of March 31st, 2019, our portfolio grew to 6.7 billion pesos, up by 1.8 billion or 37% compared to the same period of 2018, in part explained by the acquisition of Nexarrend and Compañía Mexicana de Arrendamiento. The leasing portfolio continues to represent the majority of our business lines, representing 87% of the total portfolio. If we take into account the real estate portfolio, which experienced an increase of 73%, then our total portfolio accounts to 7.6 billion, 40% more than what it was in the first quarter of 2018. As of March 31st of this year, assets total 7.9 billion pesos, an increase of 31% versus 2018, while liabilities grew 23%, composed of 2 billion pesos of short-term liabilities, an increase of almost a billion pesos, or 87% year-over-year. And long-term liabilities increased 292 million pesos, or 7% during the same period, reaching 4.5 billion. NPLs, non-performing loans, represent 5.4% of our total portfolio, lower than the 5.8% in the first quarter of 2018. And the loss reserves stood at 167 million pesos, 46% of the non-performing loans following the IFRS 9 accounting adjustment. The performance top priority of maintaining the quality of its portfolio is illustrated by the low levels of concentration by client. 97% of its customers represent transaction sizes below 50 million pesos. Following the capital injection mentioned before, the company's financial leverage decreased from 5.3 times in the first quarter of last year to 3.9 times at the end of March of the present year. The Cuforma's portfolio runoff in the next 5 years accounts to 6.9 billion pesos, which compares favorably to the company's financial total debt, which amounts to 5.4 billion pesos, underlying the company's adequate coverage. Finally, the company reported a return on average assets and a return on average equity of 1.6 and 10.5% respectively as of March 31st, 2019. These profitability metrics were negatively affected by the recent capital injection. However, we remain optimistic that our profitability ratios will improve over time following the investment made. This concludes my remarks. Thank you very much, everybody, and I will turn back the call to the operator for the Q&A.
Thank you. We'll now be conducting a question and answer session. If you'd like to be placed in the question queue, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you'd like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing star 1. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Once again, if you have a question today, please press star 1 at this time. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. If there are no questions at this time, I'll turn the floor back over to management for any further or closing comments.
Thank you all for joining us today. Please feel free to contact us with further questions or concerns. We appreciate your interest in our company and look forward to speaking with you again soon. Thanks again.
Thank you. That does conclude today's teleconference. You may disconnect your line at this time and have a wonderful day. We thank you for your participation today.